The last investigator I met with was Dr. Irene Gobriel, and to begin, she presented a patient from her practice.
This is one of the cases that we usually see. A 68-year-old patient comes in, had some GI problems, had some fatigue, cytopenias, and that led to further workup. And during the workup, she had an actual monoclonal protein that was detected, and it showed that she had an M spike. That led to actual workup, including a bone marrow biopsy, and she had 70% involvement of plasma cells. Now, these days with multiple myeloma, you want to know what kind of cytogenetics and FISH that she had. And this is important because, of course, it helps with the prognosis and hopefully in the future precision medicine for those patients. So she had a 1Q amplification, a 14-16 translocation, and these are usually worse prognosis for those patients. Now, she didn't have lytic lesions. She did have anemia, as we know, but again, she was started on bortezomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone. And that was the induction regimen that we used. And the question is always, what are we using these days for upfront therapy? So 3-drug regimen is the standard currently, although we can talk about definitely 4-drug regimens that are going to happen very soon. And then, of course, stem cell transplant and followed by maintenance therapy. Now, the patient had lenalidomide maintenance therapy and she was on 5 milligrams. And then slowly her light chains started to increase and we saw that she's starting to have progression. And she was switched to a second line of therapy with daratumumab, which is the CD38 monoclonal antibody with pomalidomide and dexamethasone. And so far, she's had an excellent response to this regimen.